Football Show with Andy Lamb and Sasha Shipway.
Emily Fraser, Matchroom Multisport, COO. Did I get that right this year?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
How are you after last weekend's amazing Fast Five?
Well, it's all gone a little bit of a whirlwind, to be honest. You know, the first thing that we do is Monday morning, we all sit down, the team, and go through, you know, what worked, what didn't work. And, you know, it's the first thing that we talk about. But it is quite an overwhelming feeling. Obviously, when you're in the middle of the event, you can't quite appreciate how it is or what it's like. And to then finally actually step back and hear all of the comments and the reviews, then you can kind of go, oh, okay, that was actually a good show. So, yeah, an overwhelming experience, I must say. Probably won't settle down until next week and finally actually take it all in.
The appetite is still there, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. You know, third year in and our most successful year yet, as in, you know, biggest ticket sales, the highest viewing figures socially and obviously on the broadcast as well. So it just shows that this event is growing, and it also just shows how much this format is also understood and also growing. It's only its third year in and we managed to sell out the Copper Box. So it just shows that people are taking to the event regardless of what players are actually on board with us, and they understand it, which is something that obviously first year on we were a little bit nervous about, because even though, you know, Fast Five is an approved format, we obviously made slight tweaks that the teams and the players aren't naturally used to, and they're not used to playing Fast Five. And for them to just get ready and to do this once a year, that's a tough job for them, and also a tough job for the audience. But that's why it is so great, because it is so different, and that is what the event has got going for it.
Selling somewhere like the Copper Box out as well, as an organisation for you as well, is often going to make you feel really proud that you've managed to achieve that?
Yeah, of course. You know, we do sort of multiple events in different sports, and it's always an achievement to be able to turn around and say, you know, we sold out the Copper Box, like 5,300 as such. I say 5,000 because obviously we have like our certain TV kills that we have, and obviously, you know, we give teams tickets and things like that. But and we do other events where we can literally sell 200 tickets a session. So in multi-sport, we're not, you know, used to just putting an event on and it just selling out as such. You know, we have a tough grind for every show that we do. And netball was tough. You know, we only sold it out within the last week to go. But the opening tickets that we sold for the first week that we announced it were significantly higher than obviously the first year for the first week. So again, it's, you know, sort of a proud moment for all of us, and it just shows what potential the event actually has. Like, again, going into its third year just now completed, we sold out. So, you know, what's our next steps?
A lot of that as well is largely down to those All-Stars as well. How soon do you start to look at that side of things?
Well, I think the first year we were very set on the All-Stars, and obviously it is a big part of the event. You know, it's the British Fast Five All-Stars. But I think this year has actually really proven how different it is, and that the event isn't actually based on the All-Stars. The event is based on the format and the excitement of the actual event, and that's what we have created. You know, it's great that we had like Sharni Layton last year, and then we obviously had Joe Harton that came along this year.
I can't ever not thank you for that.
And, you know, it brings so much to the event by having, you know, these superstars that come along, and so much for the experience, and obviously, you know, for the video content as well. I think our social team have endless reels of videos of five-pointer shots from Joe Harton, so it's fantastic. But on the same side of things, we really have sold an event here, and we've created this brilliant format, and, you know, I don't want to blow my own trumpet kind of thing, but we have we have found something really unique and fabulous. And the event tickets were selling so well before any of these All-Stars got announced. You know, I know that we only sold out a week beforehand, but the majority of that got done before our player announcements. So the All-Stars are fantastic, but I think we have to concentrate now on the event and how much people actually, how much excitement and fun they have coming to the event and watching this kind of format.
And as a team as well, huge credit, because you've managed to create that whole buzz about the event.
Yeah, and there are obviously some parts that, you know, people might find gimmicky, and you know, that's why we do what we do at Matchroom. We can take a sport, we can take an event, and we can add certain things to it that sometimes a governing body or other promoters can't do. It's something that we can get away with doing, and you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it does work. And in netball, things like the golden buzzer, yeah, it's a gimmick, and sometimes the coaches don't understand it, or sometimes there's, you know, a fault within it. But it brings such excitement to the event. You know, these are the reasons why people are buying a ticket, and these are the reasons why people are tuning in. You're sitting at home and you're channel flicking, and you see netball on the TV, and you're thinking, what is this golden buzzer? But you're bringing in a broader audience size, and it's exciting. And again, some, you know, may say that it is gimmicky, but this is what's fantastic. And
not me.
Oh, that's good. It's good. It's like, what other sports can you win? You, someone turn around and say, oh, the power play won it for them that year, that game. It's just fantastic that you can add that in. And it's also, it's so tactical as well. If you sit down and, you know, when we have our team meetings and things like that, there's so many questions around the buzzer, because obviously it's a very tactical part of the match. And, you know, if you press it at a certain time, you could actually stop the opposing team from taking their power play. You know, there's a lot of thought behind it. It's not just, you know, a gimmick we've just thrown into it. It actually adds a real value to the event. And it is things like that that we have built into the format. And why the event is, you know, so successful.
Yeah, we saw Sarah from Wasps as well waiting almost until Rachel had it mid-air and then pressing it, which meant like a 10-point shot.
Definitely, and it's we have it on the basketball as well, where, you know, coaches are sitting there and they're waiting until the shot's just about to go in. And that's why obviously it's so important on our side of things that we have to get that right, and the officials as well, they have to be on that, you know, 24/7 to make sure that they don't miss that power play goes in. Because, you know, if you can see you've teased up for your player to go for a 5-pointer, and you're really, say you're really behind in the match and your shooter's about to go for a 5-point, and you hit that buzzer straight as that goes in, you know, you've all of a sudden got 10 points. And I personally, if I was a coach, I'd be standing there waiting to press it just as that sort of minute, because you have to take it in the first 10 minutes, and I'd be going 6:01 to stop people from being able to take their power play. But, you know, that's me. But it might seem very gimmicky, but there is a lot of thought process behind it, and I think this event would be how it is without it.
How about Joe obviously coming over? Was that a bit of a 50-50 decision between you and Sarah?
No, I think all of the teams, they get the choice amongst themselves to pick what All-Stars they can bring into their team, because obviously they know what positions that they need within their squad. So for us to dictate what they, you know, need to bring in wouldn't be right, and we kind of just leave it to the teams. Obviously we like to help out when it comes to things like bringing them over, because obviously these things are expensive. It's obviously fantastic to have big names at the event, but at the same time, it comes as a cost. And, you know, these teams aren't guaranteed first place prize money. So when it comes to discussions, it's certainly something that we offer to help out with, because we want to see these names and we want to encourage the teams to be looking at these All-Stars. So we're always 100% behind it. Leave it to the teams as they, you know, wish to pick it. They tease it throughout the last couple of months leading up to the Fast Five and say, oh, we're speaking with X and we're speaking with this. So it's exciting, but we're always, you know, encouraging of it. And it's, you know, a great part of the event.
And you must do really well trying to keep those names under wraps.
Oh yeah, of course we do. We sit in the office, and and obviously the teams obviously don't want other teams knowing, which rightly so. I wouldn't want any other team knowing what player is coming over. So, but it's like how it is in every sport, you know, when you're sort of having transfers and things like that. And it's something that builds to the excitement of the event, and you know, and I think even excitement amongst the teams. What All Stars are they going to see announced for the other teams? So. It's definitely a great part, and you know, having Joe Harton obviously come over was fantastic.
What kind of feedback did you get from Erin and Leanna?
Yeah, we just obviously the feedback from the event. I think the only negative response that we have had was that we ran out of programs.
Ooh.
Which is for a negative response is brilliant, but you know. Everyone, the players, the teams, even the spectators, it's just that it's an exciting day out. And I think what's happened, especially I noticed this year, is that the teams have actually looked into the format more, and it seems like they actually, you know, really invested into the format, invested into the rules, and a lot of the players were actually, you know, practicing, and everyone understood it a lot better, which of course makes for much, you know, better viewing. And I'm hoping that, you know, some of the All-Stars that were here last year and some that, you know, potentially looked at the event last Saturday and would go, oh, no, I'd love to play in that next year. So hopefully with the calendars, you know, all sitting nicely together, it means that more players can come over and, you know, teams can have sort of a wider selection to pick from.
Well, Emily, I think you know or could probably guess who my All-Star request is, so I've got a bit of time to save on those two. Everybody was saying, oh, Joe Harton MVP, obviously, but one of the players that really shone throughout the afternoon was Lucy Herdman. Did you see much of her?
To be quite honest, Saturday was a little bit of a whirlwind for me. And any time I got to watch anything, it was if there was an issue on the rulings or to do with the format of the event. I've actually got it Sky Plus. And I need to sit and watch the full 5 hours, but I did hear raving reviews about her. And it's obviously, you know, when it comes down to the MVP pick, we always have it between certain names, and you know, she was a running name sort
definitely
of throughout. And yeah, definitely. And it's fantastic that these players that perhaps are obviously I might be speaking out of turn because I'm not too involved within the sport of netball, but certainly some names who may not have that recognition in the standard game can kind of come through into a fast five format at our event and shine a lot more than say some of their teammates as such. So we give them that opportunity, but the day logistically was a bit of a tough one for us, so I'm yet to actually watch every game. I just know when it was exciting because I could just hear the crowd go wild.
How well did you do figures?
Yeah, we beat what we've done previously. And like I said, year one, you know, we have our starting point on both the tickets and viewing figures. And it's just showing that each year we're growing and there's nothing that's stopping us than, you know, potentially getting involved into more netball side of things or more fast five events. Because like I keep saying that, the event and the format has proven to be quite successful and very enjoyable and exciting. So why not have more Fast Five events? You know, it showed that people were tuning in, people finding it exciting, and people were staying and they're watching. And I think because we've got these fast matches and, you know, we've got 13 games within 5 hours, there's no time for you to get up and go and do anything else. And that's what's so exciting about the format.
What about having the importance of Knights men's netball back?
Yeah, I think it's great. You know, on the basketball, we have a women's match that takes place during the semi-final two and the final. And obviously, we like to give the team that have won the second semi, you know, a minimum of 15 minutes rest, obviously, before they head into the final. And there's no better game than to obviously do an exhibition with the Knights, and you know, they're fantastic to work with, and I felt for them for this year because obviously with the whole goalpost having to be replaced, we were running over by 19 minutes, and obviously when we're working with TV schedules, we have to stick to our timings, and it's schedules are very important, so we had to cut their game shorter than the 12-minute match that we had scheduled. But it's just great that we can obviously show that. And, you know, I think I looked around the arena at that point when the match was going on, and everyone was very intrigued and everyone was watching. And it's just great that you get that excitement from a team like them.
I'd love to share October the 10th or the 11th, the 17th or the 18th, or the 24th or the 25th next year. Is at least one of those weekends right?
Oh, I'll keep that close to my chest for the moment, Andy. You have to wait for announcements.
And as a promoter, you maybe hinted that netball is something that you'd look into hosting more events?
Well, of course, you know, we're not silly. We know when something works well and it's successful. You know, we in multi-sport, we work on snooker, which we do sort of multiple events for. We also work in nine ball pool, which we do multiple events for. We've hosted a netball event for 3 years now, and like I said, we sold out the Copper Box. And I think the one thing that, you know, we talk about at Matchroom is that it's just such a shame that there's only one of these a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's, the door is open, and we're definitely looking into it. And like I said, it's a successful event, and there's not enough Fast Five in the UK, and that's certainly something that's on our radar.
Emily, thanks again for your time. Really great organised event, and same time next year?
Yeah, hopefully you can catch me straight after next time.
Yeah, I know what you were up to. You were running away for the pizza.
Yes, yeah, that Domino's was fantastic, I must say.
The Netball Show with Andy Lamb and Sasha Shipway.